Hello and welcome to your meditation. Today we're going to ground together out in my garden with nature, the birds, the water, and connect deeply to the self. Upon doing that, we can connect more deeply with our spiritual team and with our loved ones that have crossed to the other side. I invite you to release any and all expectations, what you think you want to happen or should happen. Release all of that, because there's such power in observing. Just be. I've really learned the meaning of what to just be actually means. It means not forcing, just surrendering to the now moment with no expectations at all. So with that, I invite you to close your eyes. You can sit up, you can lay down, and take 3 good breaths. And when you take these breaths, breathe in deeper than you normally would on a regular breath, holding for a moment at the top and then breathing out longer. This triggers that parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation, letting your body know everything is safe, you are safe. And as you're breathing, breathe in light. Breathe in source, God energy. And when you breathe out everything that no longer serves you. So let's take some of these breaths together. Breathe in that light through your nose. Hold at the top. Breathe out through your mouth, releasing everything that doesn't serve you. Breathe in light. Hold at the top. Breathe out everything else. One more time, breathe in light. Hold at the top. Breathe out everything else. Noticing how you feel. Now we're going to do a couple of ohms together. And in this space, again, no expectations, just observing, allowing your throat chakra to flow. Focus on your heart and your throat. Ready? Here we go. Breathing in. Breathe. Breathe in. And breathe. Breathing comfortably now. And set the intention to connect with Mother Gaia. Gaia, we ask that you hold on to our legs, grounding us in your unconditional love, pulling from us what no longer serves, and pulsating through us the energy, the love, the frequency needed for our path and journey. We thank you. Show me. God, creator, all that is, it is commanded that you pull, clear, cancel, and delete on all levels and resolve on the history level anything that does not serve our highest and greatest good. We send all up to unconditional love now. Please allow us to be pure, clear channels of light, living our heaven on earth and spreading heaven on earth to others. And so it is. 'Tis done, 'tis done, 'tis done. Thank you. Show me. I call upon the archangels of sacred protection to surround us. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael of the four directions. Archangel Sandalphon of the below space. And Archangel Metatron of the above space. With the Merkaba of protection surrounding us. Again, I ask you to take three breaths. In through the nose, holding at the top, and breathing out with the sigh and releasing what doesn't serve you. And again, when you breathe in that light. Picture every cell plump and buoyant and effervescent with this beautiful God source loving energy filling you up everywhere. Maybe it's into your aura, into your room, into the space, whatever feels right for you. Let's start. Again, breathe in through the nose, breathing in light. Hold at the top. Breathe out everything else. Breathe again. Breathe in. Breathe in that light. Hold at the top. One more time. Breathe in that light. And hold at the top. Breathe out everything else. And as we sit in this space, going to the heart center, that connection, that spirit brain, and going to the throat, the expression of self, of the true self, we call in our guides of the highest good of love and light to come close. Is there one guide in particular that you wish to connect to? Or you can leave it open-ended and ask for the guide that wishes to work with you, that is working the most intently with you at this moment, to please come forward. We ask you of the highest good to please come forward and touch us. Just observing what you feel as this being of light comes into your auric field. You might get a tingle, a certain sensation. It could even be in your throat chakra or superficially on the body. You might hear a tone. We thank you for this connection. Guide, please, what is it that I need to know at this time? And leaving this space open for any other question or intention that you have, go ahead and ask the question now. I thank you so much for this connection. And if you wish to speak with a loved one, it could be an animal that has crossed over. It could be with a guide if you wish. It could be with the trees, with the grass, with a particular plant that you have a connection with outside. Go ahead and invite this energy in and the highest good of love and light now. we ask this being of love and light to come close and touch us so we feel your presence. What is it that I need to know at this time? And I leave this space open for you to ask your question. Go ahead and ask now. With love and gratitude, we thank you, knowing that these beings of light and our loved ones are always here with us at any point during the day or night. It's just tapping in and allowing that doorway to be open, trusting ourselves. And in this space, I call upon our team of the highest good and love and light to surround us. Coming close and bringing forward light language, healing, activation. You can put an intention in to what you wish the light language will bring forward for you. But I bring this light language forward in love and in perfect comfort and alignment to your path and journey. Hai kwe tu onamakai tu una prata aka asiti no protoko o to o sha ai na ai no ai no se 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 na wa hi ana uka asia ta ta aya at na pra a ta 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 no um prokata pata ai sa ta ta i na a we ho sha na a tu um vita antaka a num tak a ti si tit am tak antu shu 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 shu. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Everybody has the ability to connect. Trusting yourself that you are doing so. In moments that I feel more in my ego, in my human mind, I'm not going to connect as much. I'm going to exercise, move my body, be creative, do different things that I intuitively feel I should be doing to move through that energy. But when I feel most neutral and at peace, there's more of a calmness within my being is when I will start to connect to my team and ask questions, or to my loved ones, or to different plants and animals that are outside. I suggest journaling. I love to type. I can type as fast as I can think, or have a notebook next to you to write everything down. I usually get a word or two, or it's everything all at once sometimes, it seems. But trust whatever comes through for you and how it comes through. And please understand, something the guides have taught me is, how are you in life? In life, Kristen is very much a feeler. I can feel the energy. And I was a knower. So when I was in school, I always knew how to spell words. So I was really great at spelling tests. I was really wonderful in foreign language and could remember and could recite, you know, speaking in French or in Spanish. So notice how you are in life. How do you learn? What do you know? What do you feel? What do you hear? How do you sense? And interpret that and translate that into your spiritual gifts. So when I'm channeling, I get words. And most times it's words that I do not use in my everyday language. I usually might have to look up the word to have a full understanding as to what it means. But this is where observing is so vital. And once you become this master observer, you're truly able to receive more information, higher vibratory information, because you're surrendering and not forcing and allowing this information to come through. It's funny because I was told to do a meditation, and then it turned into an impromptu teaching as well in light language. But this is through trusting myself and allowing what wishes to come through and flow through me to flow through. I can have a plan, but I'm going to shift and move and flow as the wind blows, as the water flows. And trusting myself and my ability to connect. So trusting yourself and your ability to connect. Because the way you connect can be totally different than the way I do. And that's what makes it so amazing. Spirituality is not one size fits all. It's very unique for each spirit and soul. You tend to resonate and vibe with people that have similarities to you that can help you and is that puzzle piece to help you grow and evolve. And in the same breath, also having discernment. What is for me? What is not for me? And that's just as important as well. I hope that our time together served you in a positive way on your path and journey. And please do try this meditation and activation again. I love listening to light language and connecting again to see what new information wishes to come through at any given time, as well as being able to put in intentions into my meditations, but then also just allowing whatever needs to come through for my highest and greatest good, I allow to come through. Without forcing it, without controlling it, your spiritual team knows what it is that you're looking for. And a lot of times, spirit brings you in a direction that seems a totally different way, but brings such a big piece to the puzzle at the same time. Thank you for listening. Stay magical. Be well.